USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With the president signing the COVID relief bill Sunday night, focus in Congress now turns to his request for another $1,400 in stimulus payments for Americans. The House is set to vote Monday on a bill to provide the additional payment. But Congressman Tom Reed says getting the necessary votes in the Senate will be difficult. The New York Republican tells CNN that it will take a lot of work to convince enough senators to support the measure.
And it's going to be difficult, to be perfectly honest with you, to get that increased $1,400. We're talking, you know, that's approximately, if I did the math correct, that's about another $350 to $400 billion of additional money that needs to be found somewhere. That's going to have to be accounted for. And so I'm glad that this bill got signed. I'll do my part, as I indicated to the president, that I would support his request for $1,400 additional stimulus. But, you know, getting $218 and $60 takes a lot of work.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
President Trump will hit the campaign trail again in Georgia to support Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue in their runoff elections. The president tweeted Sunday night that he will return to the Peach State for a rally in Dalton, Georgia on January 4th, the night before the runoff election. The incumbent Republican senators are facing Democratic challengers Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff in the two runoffs that will determine the balance of power in the Senate. If both Democratic candidates win, there will be a 50-50 split in the Senate, with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris holding the tie-breaking vote. The suspect in a deadly shooting at a Rockford, Illinois bowling alley will face charges of first-degree murder. Duke Webb, an active military member and Florida resident, was arrested in the shooting at Don Carter Lanes in Rockford that killed three people and wounded three others. According to Rockford police, two of the three injured victims were teenagers. Police have called the shooting a random act and say there doesn't appear to be any relationship between the suspect and the victims. Webb will face a judge Monday afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As tensions between the United States and Iran have risen over the past several months, there is hope that U.S. brokered efforts to improve relations between Arab countries in the Middle East and Israel can help act to prevent any possible military action with Iran. Israel established new diplomatic relations with four Arab League nations in 2020, something Israel hopes to continue. Former Israeli Ambassador Danny Danon hopes that the next administration will continue down the foreign policy path that President Trump has laid out. He tells Fox News that everyone has felt the benefits of improved relations.
I hope that the president-elect will continue with the momentum, because it's good not only for Israel and not only for the moderate Arab country, it's good for the U.S. The U.S. gained a lot of respect in the region when they led the peace initiative, when they built a coalition of modern countries that work with the U.S. against the aggression of Iran.
And Hall of Fame pitcher Phil Niekro has died. He became famous for confusing hitters with his signature knuckleball, winning more than 300 games over his 24-year career, most of that played with the Braves franchise in Milwaukee and Atlanta. Niekro was also known for his longevity. He holds the records for most wins after turning 40, and his 5,404 innings pitched stands fourth all-time. He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1997. Phil Niekro passed away Saturday after a long battle with cancer. He was 81. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.